Welcome to episode 1384 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. When we think of the sixth commandment, we often think of dramatic violence, murder, warfare, assault. These are real threats to life. But the modern world presents subtler threats, threats that do not involve a bullet or a blade, but that still diminish life. Still devalue human dignity, still treat people as less than fully human. The sixth commandment forbids murder, and it calls us to protect life in all its forms. In our modern age, life is threatened in ways our ancestors could not have imagined. Life is threatened by systems that reduce people to their economic productivity, threatened by language that dehumanizes, threatened by indifference to suffering, threatened by structures that treat some people as disposable. The commandment that forbids murder is also a commandment to resist these modern threats. It is a commandment to see the humanity in those the world dismisses, to build systems that protect dignity. Dehumanization is always the first step toward violence. Before people are murdered, they are dehumanized. Before atrocities are committed, people are stripped of their status as full human beings. This happens subtly, in language, in how we refer to certain groups. In the narratives we tell about who matters and who does not. Before the Rwanda genocide, media outlets described Tutsis as insects, as less than animals. Dehumanization preceded murder. Once people were convinced Tutsis were not fully human, the killing became possible. The same pattern appears throughout history. Before slavery, enslaved people were described as naturally suited for servitude. Before the Holocaust, Nazi propaganda frequently portrayed Jews as rats, lice, cockroaches, foxes, or vultures. And it happens in our modern world too. The unhoused are described as those people, as if they are a different species. Immigrants are described as invaders, as threats. People with disabilities are described as tragic, as burdens. The poor are described as lazy, undeserving. Certain races are described as dangerous, as criminal. Each time we dehumanize, we take a step toward the logic that allows violence. Beyond individual violence, entire systems can be organized in ways that diminish life. Consider economic systems that reduce human beings to their productive capacity. A person's worth is measured by their job, income, output. The unemployed, the disabled, the retired, those who do not produce, are treated as less valuable. This system subtly teaches that human worth is conditional. That dignity depends on productivity, that those who cannot work are less deserving of care and respect. But the sixth commandment says something different. It says human life is sacred simply because it is human, not because of what you produce or your economic value, simply because you bear God's image. Consider healthcare systems that make life-saving treatment available only to those who can pay. Consider educational systems that tell poor children they are not capable. Consider criminal justice systems that treat poor people and people of color as guilty until proven innocent. These systems do not murder directly, but they diminish life. They tell people, your life, health, education, freedom matters less. Consider the way we warehouse elderly people in institutions, often isolated from community. We have created systems where the old are removed from sight, cared for by strangers, left alone. This does not murder. But it diminishes. It says, you are no longer valuable to us. You are a problem to be managed. One of the most insidious modern threats to life is indifference. We are surrounded by suffering, yet we scroll past it. We are aware children are dying of preventable diseases, that people are homeless, that families are separated, that injustice is epidemic, yet we do nothing. This indifference is a form of violence, not the violence of the act, but the violence of refusal to act, the violence of treating another person's suffering as irrelevant to us. Jesus speaks forcefully about this. In the parable of the sheep and goats, he identifies with the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the sick, the prisoner, and he says to those who did nothing for them, Jesus, depart from me, you who are cursed. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. Jesus is saying indifference to suffering is a violation. Refusing to care for the vulnerable is a violation of the commandment to protect life. The sixth commandment calls us beyond indifference, to actively protect life. It calls us to see suffering and respond. We have already explored how words wound, but we should also recognize how language can systematically dehumanize. When we use terms that strip people of their humanity, call them illegals instead of immigrants, thugs instead of human beings, when we use clinical terms like collateral damage instead of dead civilians, language prepares us to harm. Media that consistently portrays certain groups negatively, that only shows their worst members, that rarely shows their humanity, does the work of dehumanization. It makes it easier to dismiss them, makes it easier to support policies that harm them. The sixth commandment calls us to use language carefully, calls us to resist language that dehumanizes, calls us to insist on the humanity of those the world dismisses. When we speak of the homeless, we can use language that dehumanizes or language that recognizes humanity. We can say, these people are lazy and choose to live on the street. Or we can say, these are people dealing with mental illness, addiction, domestic violence, and lack of affordable housing. Language matters. It can protect or diminish dignity. And this is not about being woke. The sixth commandment also calls us to protect spiritual life, not just physical life, but the life of the soul. Despair is a form of death. When someone loses hope, purpose, the sense that their life matters, something in them dies. Not physically, but spiritually. Systems and relationships that instill shame, that tell people they are worthless, convince them they have no future. These kill spiritually. They may not murder the body, but they murder the spirit. The opposite is the protection of spiritual life. It is affirming to people, your life matters. Your future is open. You are capable. You are worthy. You are loved. Christian community at its best does this. It tells people, you are not defined by your past. You are not limited by your circumstances. You are a beloved child of God. You have a place here. You matter. When we build communities that protect spiritual life, we honor the sixth commandment. We protect life in its fullest sense. Actively protecting life might mean doing some things differently. Speak up against dehumanizing language. When you hear people described as subhuman, resist. Insist on their humanity. Build relationships across divides. When you know people from different groups, dehumanization becomes harder. Personal connection breaks down prejudice. Advocate for systems that protect dignity. Push for living wages so people are not desperate. Push for healthcare that is accessible to all. Push for education that believes in all children. Create communities that value all people. In your church, family, workplace, insist that everyone is valued, that the vulnerable are protected, that the voiceless are heard. Resist indifference. When you become aware of suffering, respond. Do not scroll past. Do not pretend you do not see. Respond with whatever capacity you have. Speak life into people. Tell people their life matters. Affirm them. Call forth their potential. Build them up spiritually. The sixth commandment forbids murder, but it extends far beyond that. It calls us to protect life in all its forms, calls us to resist dehumanization, calls us to build systems and communities where all people are valued, calls us to see the humanity in those the world dismisses. This is the work of the kingdom. What it means to be pro-life in the deepest sense, not just opposing certain types of killing, but actively protecting and promoting the flourishing of all human beings, especially the vulnerable. When we do this work, when we resist dehumanization, when we build life-giving systems, when we protect the dignity of the overlooked, we honor God. We protect what God made. We show that we believe that all human life is sacred. Father, help us see the modern threats to life. Help us recognize dehumanization in all its forms. Help us resist systems that diminish dignity. Help us overcome indifference to suffering. And help us become a people who see your image in everyone and who fiercely defend the dignity and worth of all human beings. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.